Somebody gives you a whole reading plan and you're on it day three and you're sitting reading Leviticus, reading about what you can and cannot eat, and you are done, child. Nobody told us how. Woo, y'all, it's really how I felt. Okay, last episode, we talked about letting go of comparison so you can actually hear what God is saying to you. And today we're talking about how to hear him through the word. Okay, listen, raise your hand. I'm raising my hand. If you have ever opened your Bible, or should I say put your hand down, the finger that they be doing on TikTok. If you have ever opened your Bible or your Bible app and read the same verse 50-11 times and had no idea what it meant. So you closed it and you went straight back to scrolling on them socials, honey. No judgment. I've been there. When I read the Bible in a year, honey, I was like, this is wild. I have really been there, okay, like a year ago. Or if somebody, you know, is like, oh, like, what about this? Or they say a scripture and you just sitting there like, girl, I ain't get all that. So today we're gonna talk about that, okay? Welcome back to Conversations with the Courageous Christian Homegirl. I'm your host, Whitney. If you're new here, welcome. And if you're not, thank you for returning, honey. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is the third episode in our series, Hear God, Then Build. And we've already talked about clarity and comparison. So if you have not heard those episodes, honey, stop right now, backtrack. And now we need to talk about how to actually hear God through his word, because y'all, we cannot build what you haven't heard, okay? Y'all, I grew up in church. I did vacation Bible school, Sunday school, Bible study, first, second, third service, first Sunday things, choir, usher board, a junior nurses board. Those are all of the roles that I did have. So you would think that I had it all figured out, but for a long time, I felt like nobody else had, or I felt like everybody else did have like some secret code to understanding the Bible, how to read the word. And I just didn't get it. I'm like, I got to be a little off, Lord. Like, they would literally open up the word and just knew what it meant. Have y'all ever felt that? I mean, my goodness of life, still feel like that. Can I be honest with y'all? And first of all, let me just say, I just got a really good text message. I'm gonna do a little side note. I just got a really good text message from my son's teacher. He had a really bad morning this morning, and my mom, I was on the phone with her. My mom is really like an old school grandmama, and she goes, Father God. It's like, okay, girl. But no, seriously, like it was one of those mornings. He did not want to go to school. He said his school bus is too small. He's in this phase where everything is too small and he wants bigger, bigger, bigger. And let me tell you, I received that. Okay, we want bigger, bigger, bigger. He even told my mom that his dad, my husband, bought a house. I'm like, he did and he didn't tell mommy. He's like, daddy bought a house. Amen. We receive it. Okay. Maybe Liam is reading the word of God. Okay. And maybe he got the secret code, but back to it. Sorry, y'all. So yeah. So people just open up the Bible, and I know a few folks, honey, because my homegirl, Yurima, the scripture strategist, baby, she got it. I'd be like, that's what that meant. And I'm over here reading the same, you know, scripture, the same passage, like, three, four times. And I'm like, what's really happening? How did y'all get that? I've been on threads and I love threads because every now and then I'll come across like people talk about dropping the scripture and like what it really means, or interpreting scripture and how we interpret certain scriptures wrong. And I'm just like, how did y'all get that? And nobody ever told me how to do it. And it don't mean I'm a bad Christian. Doesn't mean that, you know, I love God any less. It's really because nobody taught me how to approach the word. And yes, I said I went to Bible study and all the things, but I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this, and I truly mean it, and I hope I don't offend anybody, but even if I do, whatever. The church has missed us. The church missed us. And I feel like they did not prepare us, grow us, cultivate us. There was something missed. I remember growing up in church, and it was like older folks and then like younger. And the young adult ministry was always lackluster, at least in my church. That might not be your experience. Let me not say that, at least in my church. And I just feel like we didn't learn like really how to study scripture. And I feel like that needs to be taught. When we are doing Bible study, I feel like there needs to be a scripture study too. yes, we do Bible study and we study the Bible, but we really need to study the scripture. And that is just not something that I learned how to do until recently, y'all. And I'm not talking about within the last 5 years. I mean, in the last like 2 or 3 years. And that's because I started surrounding myself, or the Lord really actually brought people around me that knew how to do it, that showed me how to do it. And he just started like bringing things up. Like, oh, there's a method for this and that. But anyways, so yes, there is a method. And I feel like once I learned that, it really changed the way I look. And some of y'all may not agree with this person that I'm about to say, but Tiffany Montgomery really helped me. Like, I started listening to her back in like 2018, 2019. I want to say maybe a little bit before. I don't know. But back during that time, she used to do these long hours. Like, I was actually listening to her. I think she was still on Periscope at the time. But when she would do Bible studies, like with her ring light, look, she didn't even have a ring light. I take that back. She had her computer and she had her two phones because she would show us. And she was actually teaching me how to study the Word of God. And I'm like, wow. And she was like, get a notebook. She would tell us to get a dictionary, thesaurus, like all of the things. And I'm like, wow, breaking down the Word. And here's something I love about Hear God and Then Build Worksheet. Every single step is rooted in scripture. So when you grab it, you're not just getting a planning tool. You're actually getting like a scripture study tool built right into your business plan, right? And so make sure you go to the show notes and grab it up. But the Bible is not just one book. It's really a library, y'all. It's deep. Me and my homegirls are having a conversation about this, like in our group chat, but it's poetry, it's history, it's letters, it's prophecy, it's law, baby. It's low key messy. Okay. It's low key messy. And here's the other thing. I didn't realize there were so many different versions of the Bible, and it's okay to read them. I was stuck on King James. No wonder I didn't understand, but I found a version that works for me. And reading it cover to cover is not easy. I'm not going to say that it is, but it's really like walking into a library and starting with, you know, like what's on the first shelf. And it's beautiful. And I think I read it in order, but it's okay to read it out of order too. But when you read it in order, it's like, this is connected to this and that's connected to that. But it's so good. It is so good. So here's your permission slip, and start where you can. Ask the Lord. As a matter of fact, I do remember when I read my first book of the Bible, I asked somebody, where should I start? Number one. And they told me where to start. And I was like, wow, like this was good. Start where you need to start. You don't always have to start at Genesis. While yes, that's great. But I want to unpack or unload this need to feel like your journey has to look like everyone else's. Because here's the thing, if you try to keep up with everybody else, you will burn out. You will absolutely burn out. Take your time. I know everybody like, oh, read the Bible in a year and this. If you need to take your time and do it, honey, do it. As a matter of fact, in my community, we're actually reading the 52-week, I think it's like a book or like a notebook or something. It's like the 52-week. I don't have the actual name of it, but if you're interested, I'll also link it in the show notes. And I told them, I'm like, y'all, I'm behind, but I'm behind because I was doing other things, but I'm going to start at day one. And that's okay. Just because it's a year doesn't mean that, oh, in a year, that's it. You're going to read it again. Okay. I'm just saying. So again, if you want to read Psalms, go ahead. If you need to, you know, feel something, if you need Proverbs for wisdom, John, if you want to understand who Jesus actually is, just pick one and start there and stay there until you get revelation. Stay there. You don't get a gold star for reading the whole thing fast, baby. You don't get the Pizza Hut, the Book It Club, and you get the little pizza once you finish. You don't. Even though I wish they'd bring that back, I would love Book It for the Bible. Somebody start a Book It for the Bible, okay? And then we have to use to write book reports and stuff. Low key, y'all, hold on. I'm on to something. When we read the Bible, let's treat it like when we were in grade school, grammar school, whatever you call it, depending on elementary school, depending on where you're from. Let's read it like we did back in the day. and write a book report on it. Write a book report on Proverbs, okay? Write a book report. Listen, that sound good, don't it? Y'all let me know if that sound good. Like, we finna get back to writing book reports because it really did help. I'm gonna find an old school book report template and we're gonna write book reports. But back in the day when you had to read a book, you had to read that book for understanding. You had to do all of these different things. Take that same approach with the Bible. Do not feel rushed. Baby, take your time. Don't you rush. Don't rush, okay? And no, I cannot sing. And I'm sure y'all probably was like, girl, keep your day job and will. But when you do that, when you take your time, you get fruit from reading it slow and actually letting it marinate. Let that thing, let it cook, okay? This is actually the shift that will change everything for you. Instead of just opening up your Bible and hoping something land, hoping you like, okay, I got a revelation, I want you to bring three questions to every time you read the Bible. Number one, what does it tell me about God? Number two, what does this tell me about people? Number three, what does this have to do with my life right now? Okay, what it got to do with my life right now? And ask the Holy Spirit, invite the Holy Spirit into reading with you. Okay, listen, use different methods, use different, not methods, versions of the Bible to help you understand. Break that thing down. Use the SOAP method. Break it down. And when you answer those three questions, you turn reading into a conversation and you stop hoping that something sticks and you start really just listening and hearing. And when you're listening for something specific, God has to respond to it. And that's really when it gets good, honey. So this is actually how I approach the scripture in Hear God, Then Build worksheet. Each verse has a prompt attached so you can study it academically, honey, like the Book It program. So you can hear what God is saying to you about your assignment. That's the whole point. So please go to the show notes and grab it, y'all. It's a long episode today. Y'all still with me? All right. I need to bring no water. Lord have mercy. So there's something I actually want to challenge y'all on. Stop treating your quiet time like it's a separate department from everything else going on in your life. What you're building, what you're struggling with, and what you are afraid of, bring it all to the Word. I have a study Bible, and I promise you could probably look up any and everything, and there's going to be a scripture for it. Think about David and how he brought his depression and anger to God. Paul brought his failures, his ambition. None of these folks showed up polished. Job was like, look, bro, they showed up real. And God met them. Actually, dude, I'm going to let y'all in my business. Remember a time a couple of weeks ago where I literally told God I was tired. I was like, God, I am tired. God, I am tired. And that's all I remember saying. And I think I got on a prayer call after that. And I felt so rejuvenated. Even after I just surrendered it and said, God, I was tired, something shifted. I got on a prayer call. And I remember saying, God,